Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Jeff Phelps, my partner sitting across from me.
Yep.
Mr. Andrew Baskin. Jake Murren's taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092. Menigan is running everything today, as he always does. Jake Chapman, the radio voice of the Orlando Magic, pride of the Chardon Hilltoppers.
You're an idiot, Jake, is what is most well-known for
on
this show.
One of the great drops, yeah, and our former producer is going to join us at noon. Chris Rose is going to join us at 1 o'clock. Last segment, I laid out something that we had talked about yesterday, and Andy had such fun with it, I'm gonna follow it up.
Do we have to do more of this?
Yeah, just a little, because there's a point to it.
Oh, there is? I didn't realize that.
It's not just an exercise in fun. There's a point to it. I went through every roster that LeBron played on here in Cleveland and put together a team, three teams actually, of the guys who were brought in to try and help LeBron win a ring. And just real quick, the first team, and this is guys who were pretty much at the end of their career, veteran, we're going to try and make them win. Shaq, D-Wade, Derrick Rose, Kevin Love, Sean Marion. Your second team was Ben Wallace, Darren Williams, Isaiah Thomas, Wally Szczerbiak, Antoine Jameson. Third team, Andrew Bogut, J.R. Smith, Kyle Korver, Richard Jefferson, Mike Dunleavy. There's some other guys. I'm just going to throw these names out because they're fun and you're going to love them, Andy.
I can think of one off the top of my head. I'll be shocked if you don't say his name, but go ahead.
I'll give you the honorable mention guys again. Okay. Who didn't quite make the top three teams. Larry Hughes, who was a really good player with Washington. It didn't really work here. Delonte West, Mo Williams, one of those guys. Jose Calderon and George Hill in the backcourt. Forwards, Joe Smith, James Jones, because he's the champ and there's always a spot on LeBron's roster for James Jones. Mike Miller, Channing Frye, who was really good. Jay Crowder.
I forgot about Mike Miller.
Yeah, Mike Miller was a really good player, and when Mike got here, he didn't have much left. Hmm. And Jeff Green.
Is that your honorable
mention?
Jeff's
still going. And then at center.
Honorable mention?
Yeah, these guys didn't make the top three teams.
Okay.
Brendan Haywood from North Carolina and Washington. Brendan was pretty good for a while. Kendrick Perkins.
That was the next name.
Who came in a cup.
You know where he's going with this, right? You know where he's going with this.
Kendrick had two cups of coffee here. And a guy who I loved.
He didn't say it? Are you kidding? You just went by Kendrick Perkins' name and didn't say anything about where he went to high school.
Didn't mention that I covered his father when he played at Lamar University in Beaumont, Texas.
Thank you. I knew we were going to get a Beaumont, Texas.
And then there was another guy who I always loved. Larry Sanders. Remember Larry was a center in the league and had some issues, was out of the league, and he came back. Anyhow, that's the team. Now, why do I bring all this up today?
Dan and I were just saying that as we were thinking about walking out of the room.
And by the way, the first go-round here with LeBron was 7 years, right? And the coaches during that time were Paul Silas, Brendan Malone, and Mike Brown. And the GMs were Jim Paxson, who I always liked Jim, and Danny Ferry, always liked Danny. Those guys didn't go too nuts in bringing in guys. Almost like 70% of the guys that we've mentioned were brought in the second time around. Danny tried to build a team. Jim tried to build a team and grow with LeBron more so than the second time around. And then
felt like LeBron was calling the shot second time around.
Well, but he wasn't, and we know that.
He what?
They were in a we have to put talent around this guy and we're going to make it work mode.
Right.
And it did because they made the finals four straight years. They just happened to win only one. But the second time around, it was David Blatt and Ty Lue, and then David Griffin and Kobe Altman as GMs.
Right.
And so we bring all this up for this reason.
But just quickly, you don't LeBron's power with that front office was greater than any player I think we've ever seen. Are you saying it was based strictly on his playing ability? Or do you think LeBron...
It was fear that he's going to leave again. And he did.
And
while he's here, we better do all we can to try and win a championship.
And for a guy like...
I don't think LeBron made any trades. I don't think LeBron made any signings. He might have thought we need some guys. Dan and I had this conversation while you were in the bathroom.
Yeah, and Dan, what did you think? Did Dan agree with you or no?
Dan agreed with you.
I thought there was influence.
Wiggins and Love? Right? When we picked up Love... In the trade, you don't think LeBron had any say in that?
You don't think
he was like, hey, you need to go get Kevin Love?
No.
I disagree.
Well,
it's okay. We can disagree.
That's okay. Yeah, we're allowed to disagree. We don't know the truth. We don't know.
Okay.
What I would tell you is this. The front office was sharp enough to know, okay, he's back. Do we think he's going to finish his career here? Probably not. We better go for it now. And they did.
And does Chris Grant get enough credit for?
Chris did a nice job.
Does Chris not deserve some credit for kind of putting together the whole night to, what was it, they retired Z's jersey and Miami happened to be here that night? And wasn't it Z's jersey they retired that night? And then all of a sudden.
And LeBron was standing in the hallway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Much like Pat Riley having to have a dinner with LeBron over retiring Michael Jordan's number across the league. Just little things seem to work out sometimes.
I say all this today for this reason. LeBron's been in the league. This is season number 21, Andy. And teams have tried to put talent around him like crazy. Miami tried. Miami succeeded because they had three guys in their prime who wanted to play together. But LeBron has won, what, four NBA titles, guys, in 21 years. He's arguably the best player in the game ever, arguably. And, you know, you can have that argument amongst yourselves. But it just goes to show how challenging and difficult it is to build a championship roster in the NBA. Look what the Cavs are trying to do. And they gave up a boatload to bring in the guy that they thought that would be the centerpiece of what they're doing in Donovan Mitchell. What's it done for them? It's had them finish in the middle of the pack, playoff-wise, in the Eastern Conference, which is good. That's fine. And now they're up 2-0 on Orlando. Last year they got swept. What did they do this year? They added guys to the team. They brought in Max Strus. They brought in their Kyle Korver, right? They brought in George Niang. Add things. It just goes to show how tough it is to win in that league, Andy. I really think that. It's just so challenging. You had LeBron in Miami. You had him in the Lakers. He won one title with the Lakers. He won one with the Cavs. He won two in Miami. You know, it's not like you had the best guy. You put a lot of talent around him, and they just dominate like crazy. It's that difficult. You know, Giannis might be the best player in the game. You know, you could make that argument now. Probably Jokic. Okay, well, will Denver win again? Maybe. Giannis is hurt. There are just so many things that go into it, and that's what makes the NBA playoffs, to me, really entertaining. What makes the NBA such a strange game? Now, we sit here on the cusp of the NFL draft. All right, well, they've got 60 guys. It's such a fine little formula to find the winning group in an NBA team for an NBA championship. And I think it's the most interesting sport to try and build because, you know, as we said about Andrew Berry, just go take the best player available. That's okay. And that is okay. That's great. But, man, you've got to make it fit in.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball's not a teamwork sport.
Right.
Baseball is, let's get as many great individuals as we can, and they can learn to play as a team. But basketball, it's that put five guys on the floor, make it work as a unit, have your defense set. You know, I mean, it's a precision assembly, in my estimation. And it's why the Cavs, though they brought in some great guys over the years.
Although, most of these guys were cooked. Yeah.
Most were cooked. Not all of them. Most were. But they only won one title in 11 seasons with LeBron James.
Yeah, it probably could have been more like ride the Kings' coattails for a ring. Might have been a better line. Right?
Well,
they
might have been.
Yeah.
It might have been. But it wasn't as if they didn't try. Lakers have tried. You know, it worked once. They got Anthony Davis. They gave him his big-time running mate. But have they, you know, they might have got lucky with the best guy of the bunch. I mean, they get Austin Reeves. Where'd that guy come from? That guy could play, you know? D'Angelo Russell. You're trying to put these pieces around knowing that there's a time frame involved, too. And that makes it really challenging. And I think it's been intriguing to watch, not just here. You know, the first time around, I don't know that they went too nutso on that. The big day when they picked up Joe Smith and Ben Wallace and Delonte West and Wally, and those four guys came in, that was a big day. But after that, it was, you know, in the second go-round, it was bring in anybody that was any good at any time, and let's see if they have anything left. And most of them didn't.
We got one. I guess that's all you can do is go back and look and say, well, we got one.
Are they doing the same thing now? Trying to put those pieces around Donovan Mitchell?
We'll find out in the offseason, won't we? And I guess that it all goes back to Donovan Mitchell, though. Is Donovan Mitchell going to turn around and say, all right, I'm staying? I know we're going to hear a little bit later on this, too. Terry Pluto was on the morning show, and he was talking a little bit about, you know, national media and what they think of Cleveland. I know we're going to play this later, but I just want to kind of dip into it for a second. And he asked a really good question. All right, maybe if you think Donovan Mitchell's leaving because he doesn't like it here, he's not playing that way. He's playing like he is supporting his teammates, like he likes being here, like he likes having fun, like he wants to be a part of the team. And I thought that Terry made a great point, and we're going to get to that a little bit later in the show. But again, it's about trying to build a team around a player, and then the front office, if you lose the player, then what happens? Then is it panic mode? I don't know that the Cavs can go into panic mode. I think they have enough talent that it's not the same panic mode they had with LeBron.
If you're a true professional, a good professional, of course you're going to play hard. And Donovan's playing hard.
Yeah, but I mean, he's playing hard, having fun, and it doesn't look like.
But
when people are sitting, but I thought
when Terry said
it was really
in Montana,
interesting. Yeah,
you wanted the hell out as quickly as you could get out.
Not necessarily. I had fun.
And yet you had fun.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. when I worked in Texas. I couldn't wait to get out. I sent out my first resume tape within 30 days of when I was there. I quickly learned that I needed a lot of work, and you could say I still
do. But you knew how to build a resume tape.
But just because you're somewhere and you're playing hard and doing what you're supposed to do doesn't mean you wouldn't want to move on. So that's something to think about. The NBA playoffs are going strong. I think it's really interesting what's happening with some of these series. That, Jake Chapman coming up at noon, Cavs against the Magic right here on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.